You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
So the first person I'm going to speak to is the spokesperson for PRASA, Nana Senani, who joins me on the show right now. Nana, thank you so much for calling, for letting us speak to you.
Good morning, Sebas.
Okay, so the red ends this morning arrive at Bagazela. And when I spoke to the CEO, he said that he was there, or his company is, because there is an eviction order that they are helping to execute and that it came from PRASA. Is that accurate?
Perhaps let me rephrase and put some things into context. On the 28th of July, the matter, 2015, the matter did go and was heard before the courts, and PRASA was granted the eviction. However, the city was also granted, or rather given the responsibility to then offer alternative accommodation. The judgment also, or rather the court also ordered that the unlawful occupants then would need to vacate the premises within 30 days, and that was last year, as I said, failing which the sheriff of the court would then have to enforce the order.
Okay, that's a lot of words, Nana. I want a simple answer. Is it on PRASA's watch and under PRASA's mandate orders that the red end this morning were there?
It is not under PRASA's mandate. What we were granted by the judge is the permission to evict, not to send red ends to then harass people and trample on their dignity. That is not what PRASA stands for.
So you had no idea that the red ends this morning were going to go to that site. PRASA is as surprised as the rest of the universe that the red ends arrived this morning.
Well, I don't know if we would use the word universe. I think we're dealing with a very serious matter, a matter that was granted last year, July already.
I'm asking you a question about what level of knowledge PRASA had that the red ends would arrive this morning. Did you as PRASA know that the red ends were going to go to Bagazela and destroy people's belongings?
I don't think that we would have had that information. We'd have to check with the city, especially with regards to laying a hand on people and destroying their property.
Why the city?
Because the city are the ones who have been given the responsibility to actually implement the eviction order. But of course, in doing so, we are not condoning the fact that it was done inhumanely.
I'm going to ask the city that question now, because if they need to be held accountable, we'll hold them accountable. But I want to get very clarity. The Red End CEO spoke to me, was very clear that as a CEO, his company was executing an eviction order that originates from PRASA.
That's correct. Remember, we are the ones who applied for the eviction order. I think perhaps what could have been more important in that question would have been then the manner in which his company is evicting people, because that is now connected to PRASA. But you have to understand that we are not in charge of the red ants, and so we don't agree.
But you knew the red ants would be the ones who will be executing that eviction order.
Whether we knew or not.
No, did you?
I mean, it doesn't nullify the fact that
I'm not. Whether you knew or not is a question of fact, Nana. Can you just give us a straight answer? Did PRASA know or not?
No, we did not.
So who sent the red ends? Did you send the red ends?
I beg your pardon?
Who sent the red ends?
Would have to check on that, because I received the phone call this morning that this was happening. As I said to you, this is a case that was heard last year already.
I don't want to... Nana, let me be very clear. I don't want the backstory to how we got here. I want to hear why this morning there are poor South Africans in Newtown in distress because the red ends are busy destroying their property. So we first want the immediate backstory, and then we will do the longer history. On the immediate backstory, when I spoke to the CEO of the red ends, he tells me that PRASA is his client. Is he lying?
Well, if that's what he says and he has it in writing, then he is correct.
You're playing games with you, the spokesperson for PRASA, or do you not know the facts about whether PRASA did give him that instruction?
I think let's clarify a few things here. If the CEO of the Red Ants has indeed sent people there, which he has, perhaps what you needed to engage with him on is whether or not the manner in which the people were evicted was actually part of PRASA's mandate.
No. Did PRASA send the red ends there, yes or no?
I would need to check. If the gentleman says that it is plus, I would need to check that.
So at 13 minutes after 11, you've already been on a news platform, you in our EWN bulletin, you still have to check the facts. Right now, you can't deny it. Basically, you're not on top of the facts.
Well, unfortunately, that is how you are viewing the situation. I think for me, what was important is to actually understand whether or not we are responsible for the eviction order itself.
As we speak, Nana Senani, a spokesperson of PRASA, you agree with me. You are unable to give me a straight answer whether PRASA sent in the red ants. In other words, you're agnostic on the question.
I'm not agreeing with you on the matter. What I'm saying is, if the CEO of the red ants has actually confirmed that it is PRASA, then he must prove it and show it in writing. And if he has, then that is fine. We'll accept that.
But you're not able to contradict him is the point. The point is that if you can't contradict him, then it means that you're not on top of the facts.
May I finish, please, my point? Thank you so much. The second thing that I would then like to emphasize, if he is indeed sent by PRASA, is how and the manner in which the eviction was handled. Because that is at the crux of it. We don't agree with it.
No, you're not going to get away with murder here. There are two parts of the story. There's how they handled it, and then there's a question of who sent them. We can all collectively vilify them for how they handle it. We'll get to that. That's the easy part of the conversation. I want step one. Did PRASA send them?
If the gentleman says PRASA sent them and he has proof, then yes.
Then what does PRASA say? Don't tell me about what the gentleman says, and if the gentleman is telling the truth, then he's telling the truth. What does you say is PRASA? You are here as the spokesperson.
What we are saying is that we're not agreeing with the manner in which the people were evicted.
That is part B. I'm not talking about the manner of the eviction. I'm asking, are you responsible for sending them?
I'm sorry, Eusebius. May I finish my point, please? Thank you so much. The second point that I would like to emphasize is that this court order was granted last year already. And also the second part of it is that the people that are illegally occupying the building were, in fact, the judge had directed the city to make sure that there is alternative accommodation provided for those people.
Did you send the red ants this morning?
If the gentleman says...
Did you? Don't talk to me about the gentleman. Nana, you are very calm, but I'm afraid your calm doesn't expose the fact that you are evasive. Did you send the red ants, yes or no?
I'm not really sure how else I'm supposed to answer the question.
I can give you options, yes or no.
Okay. Well, yes.
Okay, now we're making progress. The Red Ants have a history of trampling on people's rights. You willingly allowed them to be the ones to execute this eviction order. Is PRASA willing to take responsibility for how they behaved? We all know the Red Ants.
Well, I'm not sure at the extent at which PRASA can take responsibility for people breaking the law and trampling on people's dignity. I think that question would be better answered by the CEO himself, because he is, in fact, is the one who is in charge of the people that are executing the eviction order. It's unfortunate. It's not something that we as PRASA condone.
Nana, you must have been living under a rock for 10 plus years if you are telling me you are shocked to know that the Red Ants are capable of destroying property, shouting at people, mishandling them. We know the history of the Red Ants. Does it surprise you what happened this morning?
What I'm disappointed about is the fact that the same question was not posed at the Red Ants, who have the responsibility. Our eviction order in no part has ever condoned the use of violence against people. And so I cannot answer on behalf of a company who are responsible for their own employees.
Okay, I'm going to bring in the mayor's office here in a second, but let me be clear. Maybe you didn't hear me interview the CEO. I did ask him these questions. He got so pissed off, he dropped the phone on me, because obviously accountability is the last thing a CEO wants when his employees are not behaving as they should from a constitutional point of view. So trust me, we asked the CEO of the Red Ants these questions I'm putting to you. But there are two levels of accountability. The Red Ants must answer for their own manhandling of people. You are spot on about that. Do you, as PRASA, however, knowing the history of the Red Ants as we all do in this country, unless you are ignorant of the Red Ants, do you take responsibility for even using them for the execution of this eviction order?
I think the level at which we were engaging with the Red Ants in terms of the work is for the eviction to be carried out, not for people to be shouted at. I think what you are asking me is a question that's very difficult to respond to if there is, in fact, ill discipline on the side of the Red Ants.
It's only difficult if you heard of the Red Ant shenanigans this morning at 9 o'clock. Have you heard of them before today?
Unfortunately, Eusebius, I'm booked off with bronchitis, so I was at home asleep.
What does bronchitis have to do with your memory? Have you heard of the Red Ants before today?
I cannot use incidences that have happened in the past because that would mean that we knowingly and condoned using the Red Ants to trample over people's rights. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm answering you is this. PRASA does not support any abuse of human rights at any on any level. And so it's unfortunate that the ill discipline on the side of the Red Ants continues. Yes, it's true that this is what they have done in the past, but it cannot be laid on PRASA's doorstep to say, please be responsible for the people who are carrying out the job. Especially if you're speaking to the CEO and he himself has dropped the call, it should then give you an indication of the type of focus and leadership that maybe they're dealing with on their side.
Nana, this is a very revealing interview and we are making progress. You have now finally, after about 10 years, conceded that you did, in fact, ask the Red Ants to be the ones that should be executing this eviction order. You have also now agreed with me, notwithstanding your bronchitis, that you are aware of the history of the Red Ants. Now, if you're aware of their history, why are you even asking them to help you with this eviction order being executed, knowing what you have known before today?
Again, Eusebius, I'll take you back to my point. The fact that the Red Ants had misbehaved in the past cannot be linked to them being used because PRASA has not condoned, or has never condoned such a behavior. Yes, there have been instances, you are correct, where they have trampled on human rights, but I am certain that there were also instances where it was done with dignity. And so you are again asking us to take accountability for a company that does not fall under our leadership.
I am squarely asking you to take accountability for a company that you have hired to execute a mandate, knowing by your own admission, I can now play it back because you admitted it, that they have a history of trampling on human rights. Let me play your logic back to you, if you use an analogy. It's a bit like sending a predator to a school and saying, yeah, no, we know that this guy has a history of being a predator on kids, but he also has a history of sometimes having been a teacher who doesn't always prey on kids. We didn't know which version will arrive at school today, whether it will be his bad self who will arrive or whether it will be his trustworthy self. That is the nature of your logic. You're saying, yes, Eusebius, we knew that the Red Ants get up to mischief, but they don't always get up to mischief. We didn't know which version of the Red Ants will arrive this morning. That is the quality of your justification.
I think when we're dealing with issues of eviction, we're dealing with human dignity. And so in every situation that occurs, yes, it is appalling when people are ill-treated. But your analogy, linking it to how I see things, really I will respectfully say that that is your point of view. Never have we said in our eviction order that people are meant to be ill-treated. I don't think that anybody at PRASA would actually agree to such a thing. The analogy that you're making really cannot be compared to what is happening there. I think the matter is bigger than just drawing it into that kind of an analogy.
Let me bring in Luyanda Mfeka. Yeah, we spoke to him earlier. Luyanda, Nana eventually has said that they did ask the Red Ants to go in, but along the way, they don't just kick for touch. They blame the city for not providing alternative accommodation for these people in the meantime. And it seems as if you have also dropped the ball, if Nana is to be believed.
You see, there's a lot of... I've had the pleasure of listening to your conversation with Nana for quite some time. And the first thing that I want to say is that there's a lot of disingenuity about how this process has unfolded, unfortunately. And it's unfortunate that it's playing out on this kind of platform. The city... Nana is only correct in so far as to say that the city, of course, has a responsibility to provide alternative housing in case of an eviction, as per the regulations of PAYA. We discussed this morning, and I agree with her insofar as that is the case. As to when the execution of the eviction takes place, a notification to the city that it's going to take place. This is when it's going to take place. Can we have the city's assistance and coordinate how that eviction takes place? That hasn't happened in this situation. So the fallout is what we've seen today. I had the pleasure of discussing the matter with some colleagues and even your producer as well, who's basically notified us that process says that they've been in discussions with the city on some time about this, and to only in so far as the city has been in discussions with PRASA to say we can't do the eviction now until all the necessary mechanisms are in place. That's correct. To say that the city knew about the eviction that would be taking place today is incredibly disingenuous. I'm not entirely sure in that respect who PRASA has been speaking to. Certainly the mayor, the city manager, the ED of housing, all of those people were not aware that this was taking place today. So to shift the blame in the manner in which PRASA is attempting to do is unfortunate and also ultimately harms relations in terms of how we handle these situations going forward. I think it's incredibly short-sighted.
Nana, how do you respond to Leander? A less delicate way of putting what he has just said is that you are lying.
I think let's contextualize the discussion again. If the eviction order was granted last year, then yes, we would have been in discussions. I did check with the office. If there were areas in which we have dropped the ball or we're not contacting the city on, we take full responsibility for that. However, I am sitting with an official eviction order that was signed by the judge. I think to drill the situation down to who's lying and who's telling the truth is slightly off point. What we need to focus on now is what needs to happen and what are the issues on the ground.
Okay, well, I have a bias in this conversation. I have a pro-poor bias, and I make no apologies for that. I care less about the city and about PRASA, with deepest respect to both you, Nana, and you, Luyanda, than I do the kind of person that I heard this morning. So what I want to know is, as we speak, and we're going to leave it here, I'm first going to give Luyanda a chance and then Nana. As we speak, Luyanda, what is the city doing to help stop the shenanigans or provide alternative accommodation as we are speaking? What is the legal situation? What is the human situation from your point of view?
So the legal situation from where we currently stand is that we were in court this morning to discuss the matter. And there's since been an agreement that the PRASA will halt its operations as they were being conducted this morning. We will be back in court at about 2 o'clock to further the city's argument in that respect. The judge has come to that conclusion. As to the human fallout, that is unfortunately a much more complicated situation to deal with. As I said this morning, we sent out our social workers. They should be on site at this point. What we're aiming to do, or we're aiming to determine, there is how many people are affected, whether or not we can provide emergency packages, that's food and blankets for warmth. The question of shelter is still at this point a complicated one that we're trying to resolve, and we hope that we can find a solution that would at least give these displaced people some sort of protection.
Okay, Nana, if we are being proactive about the situation, let's now leave the question of accountability. As we are speaking, will you cooperate and work with the city to make sure that this eviction is halted so that we can first uphold the dignity of these folks? Or is PRASA hell-bent on going ahead with the eviction regardless because it wants to do other things with the building and the site?
I think what we need to respect is, of course, the issue of human dignity. These are the discussions that PRASA will have with the city. If there is indeed a court order that is actually halting the eviction, we have to respect that at PRASA. I think we are not pushing hell-bent on just kicking people onto the street. I don't think that's where our focus is as a company.
But PRASA has a right to do other things with that site. So what I'm asking is that law and ethics don't always coincide. From a human interest, from an ethics, a social duty point of view, will PRASA be opposing this kind of order, or will PRASA also prioritize the safety of these people who are now temporarily homeless?
we have to prioritize the safety of the people. We have to make sure that what was said in the eviction order by the judge in terms of alternative accommodation is also respected. And we also will be cooperating with whatever the judgment is out of today's meeting, out of today's ruling.
Okay, we're going to keep tabs on that and hold you to account. If you don't, we'll bring you back here, or in your absence, we will be critiquing you, both the city and also PRASA. Nana, I hope you get well soon with your bronchitis. Thank you for taking time to, however, answer some necessary, if tough, questions. And also thank you to you, Leander, for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.